one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
And welcome back to Minuteman Radio. Minuteman HQ, that's what we call it, headquarters. This is your headquarters for the truth about Minutemen, what Minutemen do and what we don't do. We're very concerned with this issue of open borders. Again, not so much about the fact that people from all over the world are entering our country illegally. Now, you know, we're a nation of immigrants, and certainly immigration is a good thing to do. And but you must do it the right way. And we have a front line along the border of people who are there to ensure an orderly queue. Great. We do have T.J. Bonner, our first guest on Minuteman Radio. And T.J.?
Hi, Chris. You there?
Great. T.J. Bonner, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. It's great to have you on the air with us today. And our first show, so I really appreciate you joining us for our first Minuteman show.
Honored to be on the program, Chris.
That's great. Listen, we were talking earlier about what Minutemen do, and clearly our number one goal has always been to support the boots on the ground, the Border Patrol, the men and women of Border Patrol who are there, as I stated earlier, trying to do a job sometimes with one hand tied behind their back and three wheels on their vehicles. I've seen it up close and personal. I've worked with many of them. They're great Americans, great patriots, who are up against one of the world's most resourceful, determined, and vicious criminal syndicates in the world. And recently we had a situation, high-profile situation, with two Border Patrol agents who, in the course of doing their duty, are now facing 20 years in prison. Can you bring us up to speed on that, TJ, about a little bit of background about this situation with the agents Ignacio Ramos and Juan Compion?
Jose Compion. It's just a tragic and outrageous miscarriage of justice, Chris. He had two Border Patrol agents just doing their job, apprehending a van load of 743 pounds of marijuana. The smuggler assaulted one of the agents. As he was running away, wheeled around, pointed a weapon at them. They fired in self-defense. And the next thing you know, they're facing 20 years in federal prison for acting properly. The only thing they did improperly was an administrative infraction of failing to report the discharge of a firearm. By the agency's own policies, that carries a maximum penalty of a five-day suspension, certainly not a 20-year stretch in the federal pen.
So let's paint this picture again. We've got two agents out in the field, in a very remote area. From what I know, they witness a van crossing the border illegally. They approach the van, and they meet a drug smuggler who is armed and who attacks them, I guess, in this sense. And they defend their lives, and in this case, the suspected, I guess, the alleged drug smuggler, is then runs back into Mexico. And takes a round in the behind, I guess that's what happened. And how did this come to be national attention? I mean, how did this drug thug who attacks Border Patrol, how did he end up being in the witness chair?
Very interesting question, Chris, and I think that we need a complete congressional inquiry to find out how this miscarriage of justice happened in the first place. How you could get a U.S. attorney to buy the drug smuggler's story, how you could get an Office of Inspector General investigator to go down into Mexico, offer immunity, full immunity to this drug smuggler in exchange for his testimony against two sworn law enforcement officers. There are a whole lot more questions than answers at this point in time. Everything is extremely suspicious, you know, from the initial investigation all the way through the prosecution. There are so many irregularities in this case that it simply cries out for a fresh look, and it cries out for justice to be served, not for two innocent heroes to be facing prison time.
Well, certainly, and it's it is a disturbing situation when you have men and women out, sometimes alone, on their own, facing these heavily armed drug dealers, these thugs, the gangbangers that come across the border, in a situation where they then are forced to defend themselves, and then have a U.S. attorney that says, no, you violated the rights of a criminal, and they take the case and try two very highly decorated agents, from what I gather. So,
right.
And, you know, and again, folks, you can learn more about the Border Patrol Council at www.nbpc.net, and they have more information that you can learn about this terrible miscarriage of justice in this situation. And there's also a relief fund, is that right, TJ, for the two agents to help their families while they're going through
this? That's right, Chris. Not only to help the families, but to help defray some of the enormous legal expenses from challenging this unjust prosecution.
All right, two Border Patrol agents. And folks, if you want to help out these two agents and their families, you can make your check out to P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida, zip code 33647. That's the Ramos. Can you pronounce the last name again?
Compion.
Ramos Compion Relief Fund, P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida, 33647. TJ, I really appreciate you being on the show. Hopefully we can do this again and keep up on what's going on with the agents out in the field and their enormous job that they're trying to do. We appreciate everything you do for them and for our nation.
And thanks for your support, Chris.
Thanks, TJ. TJ Bonner, National Border Patrol Council. Appreciate that. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll continue our discussion about what Minutemen do.